Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We are back. We are back. I'm with Minister Churchill Silatule. Gave you the sounds of Donny McClurkin, Pastor Donny McClurkin. All I Really Wanted, and before it was Keke, Pofolo, and the song We Bless Your Name. 26 minutes just after 2 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And now I'm joined by Minister Churchill Silatule. How are you when I win Zulu?
I'm good, Islamin. How are you?
Hey, yes, shy. I mean, now with technology. Yo.
I still feel strong.
Welcome yet again today.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Ndate Minister Churchill Silatule is one of our guest speakers on the 10th of November, 2024. Who is Churchill Silatule? Let's start there, and then we'll come back to talking about worship.
A quick one. Churchill Silatule is a born-again child of God. I'm a father of two. I'm a music minister. I've been serving as a worship leader. This is my 35th year serving as a worship leader on a full-time basis. Yeah, I've been leading worship for 35 years, 3.5 decades.
Yo, kabang!
And yeah, by God's grace, I've published 14 books on praise and praise, worship, serving, and music ministry. And by God's grace also, I've just been traveling around the world, helping the churches around the world, you know, to build an effective worship ministry for the benefit of the congregants. That's just who Churchill Silatule is in a nutshell. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the coming weekend on the 10th, just to spending time, you know, with the worship leaders and just sharing what the Lord has revealed to us as iron sharpening iron.
Yeah, Silatule, so you have already released how many books in 35 years of you serving?
I've served 35 years. I've published 14 books in the last 10 years. I've been focusing on teaching and praise and worship.
And what led you to write those books? What is the necessity of these books when it comes to praise and worship?
Yes, the necessity that led me to writing the book, I believe, is the same inspiration for Radio Pulpit in partnership with IMS to present this coming workshop. It was the absence of knowledge within the subject of worship. You know, because an average believer does not know what worship is, you know, as distinct to music and singing slow songs. And the first 25 years of serving as a worship leader, to be honest with you, I was serving from inspiration and zeal, but driven by ignorance. You know, because I did not know what was required of me, one, as a believer who is supposed to be a worshiper, number one. Number two, then as the one who is leading other believers, then there's a higher knowledge that is required for those who are leading others in the things of God. You know, and myself and some of my peers who started together in the midst of worship, we have made so many errors. Some of them could not even survive, because it's not everyone who has the grace to come back from wrong. You know, for others, it's just one-way traffic. You mess up, you're out. I mean, like the sons of Aaron, I'll be talking to worship leaders constantly about this. Leviticus chapter 10, it says the sons of Aaron, after they were ordained to be assistant to their father, the priest, the Bible says they took their own fire, they put their fire in the incense of God, and they burned unauthorized fires to the Lord. The Bible says the fire from the presence of the Lord consumed them, and they died right there. Why? Because they offered strange fires to the Lord. You know, and that really taught me, for us who serve on the altar, God's tolerance is very thin. You know, God's tolerance is very thin, because we are the ones who should be modeling how it's like to walk with this God. So we cannot be seen serving at the altar of the Lord, and also be seen dancing with the devil of the altar. So the standard for us, for those who lead others, is higher. You see, not that there's, you know, there's tolerance for everybody, but for God says to Aaron, now that your sons are dead, don't you dare mourn them. Don't cry for them.
Yeah.
Because those who serve close to me, they must glorify me in deed, in character, in behavior. And it's when I came across that scripture, Bongil, and I realized that, no, as the church, we are skating on thin ice because we are placing people in front whom we have not equipped.
So we are putting them in danger as well.
We are putting them in danger as well. Remember Uriah. Uzziah. Uzzah. Uzzah innocently tried to help God. He saw when the cart stumbled, he saw like the ark is going to fall to the ground. And Uzzah, out of ignorance, he went trying to save God. And he died. God killed him right there. You know, why? Because Uzzah tried to operate in an office for which he was not trained. You know, because for everyone who served in the Levitical function in the in the temple of God, there was training. That's why Moses said to Aaron, when God killed Aaron's son, Moses said, don't mourn for them, because I taught you what kind of incense must be burned. And that is Exodus 29. He taught them. But these boys, they did their own thing in the house of the Lord.
So this
is the reason why then that led me to writing books to say, for those who are coming after me, please don't make the mistakes I've made. Don't fall in the pit I fell into. I'm 35 years serving. One of the reasons why I'm still going strong 35 years later, whereas others can't survive 5 years, is because of my teachable heart. You know, I'm teachable, and I'm just trying to share those principles just to pass the baton. The next generation cannot afford to struggle like we have, this morning. You know, and that's what led to the writing of the book. And I believe that is the motivator, you know, of this coming weekend, that we're gathering on Sunday afternoon, not because we don't have anything to do, but we are driven by, we want to share the knowledge. We want to impart, you know, knowledge, so that our worship leaders, when they go back to their churches, they can be a blessing, and the minister will be a blessing to them too.
Yeah. Minister Churchill, would you say that there are others who are leading, they are in the forefront, but yet they do not know that a curse is upon them because they are not doing it God's way? They are like, they are not dead, but it's like Uzzah when he was trying to rescue the Ark of the Covenant, and maybe certain things are happening to them and they do not understand, but it's because of the ignorance, because they were trying to do innocently, but they were doing it wrong.
And what you're saying is absolutely true, because I've been a victim of that mindset.
Okay.
You know, the problem with principles don't regard whether you are aware or you're not aware.
Yeah.
Principles are principles. For example, if there's a heater that is on, the principle of fire is heat. Is that fire burns. That's a principle. Fire burns. So here is an innocent 2-year-old child seeing these red things, and she innocently, unawarely, with a clean heart, touches that red iron. What happens to the baby? She gets burned. So the fact that she's a child, no, she didn't know. It's neither here nor there for the principle. The principle is what it is. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And that's why then a lot of our music ministers are suffering, are dealing with things, are facing attacks that are beyond their ability to handle that. Because by virtue of being in front and holding the microphone, to the enemy, you are a target.
Yeah. And you're standing in gap for all of the people who are there. You are standing in gap. You are covering the others behind
you. What I mean? So you're acting as a covering when you need to be covered yourself. You see what I mean? So that's why a lot of musicians in our churches are becoming unnecessary casualties.
How do
of the church.
What happens to some of these musicians who are casualties? Do we find them? Okay, let me allow you to just respond.
No. I was saying it's because of the church desperation for beautiful music. The church is desperate for beautiful music. We have lowered God's standard, you know, to accommodate people who sing the way we like, but who don't live the way God demands.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So as the church, we are to blame for the number of casualties in the music ministry.
So we wonder why in our music ministries we have people who are womanizers. Most of them even drift back. We were just listening to a clip by Tumi the Disciple just now, and he was talking about secular music, and we find some of them even drifting away from even serving God in the church and running after that and trying to chase it in the world. There's so many things that are happening. So is it because some of them were not prepared? They were not sharpened before they could be put to the front?
Indeed. That's what I call a premature exposure.
Okay.
It's premature exposure. You have exposed someone who is musically gifted but spiritually immature into a function that requires people who are mature to handle that place. That is why in the temple, everyone who was a musician was a priest. Priest is what they were, and music is what they did. It was not the other way around. We have people who are musicians, and priestly duties is something they try to do Sunday morning.
Eish.
You see, we have it backwards. We, as a matter of fact, and you see, I can even prove this academically and theologically and biblically. Every worship team member in our churches was supposed to have at least studied theology.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have anyone leading worship in the church who does not know anything about theological principles, biblical doctrines, you know, because that's what it is. A worship leader and a pastor, they are doing the same function in a local church. The difference between these two is the medium of communication. The pastor speaks it, the worship leader sings it, but the it is the same it. Therefore, the preparation must be the same.
Yeah.
You see, the qualification must be the same.
Yeah.
The character must be the same.
Mm.
The accountability must be the same.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Mm.
That's the problem we have done in the church. In the tabernacle of in the tabernacle that God built, that told Moses to build according to the pattern,
yes.
The priest and the musicians, those who were officiating sacrifices, those who were sweeping the tabernacle, those who were erecting the tent, those who were carrying the ark, those who were lighting the candle of lampstands, those who were making sure the fire doesn't die out.
They were
trained the same way.
Yeah.
It was the same training. No, the church sends pastors to Bible schools, seminaries, and the church sends musicians to secular schools.
But what I've realized is that most of the times we look at it as the worship team should be young people. So if we got good, we got good young people who can sing energetic, that's the worship team. That's how we look at it in most of our churches.
That's where our error is, because David is the one who gave us the template for what we know as worship team now. David formalized the worship team phenomenon. And this is what he did. I studied this in the book of Chronicles, and it blew my mind this morning. David took God's modus operandi, God's MO, that the entry age to temple service was 25 years old. That was the entry age. There were no teenagers. They were 25 years, and the exit age was 50 years. So what it means, you're serving from 25 to 50. But watch this. By the time you turn 45, obviously you are left with 5 years to exit. My assumption is that your role at that time was now to mentor the 25-year-old that just came in.
Right. Right.
So that the 25-year-old are serving under the supervision of the 40, 45, and the 50-year-old. You know, the 25 years are bringing their energy, are bringing the Gen Z approach, but the 50-year-old are maintaining the biblical standard.
And they're the ones equipping the 25-year-olds where the biblical standards are concerned.
Yes, that my son. You can do hip hop, but you don't hip hop on correct. Correct must be biblical. Hip hop is the music. You see what I mean? Mm. So now we've got people who are bringing jazz, and they're bringing jazz lifestyle and jazz habits. And you see what I mean? Mm. We are messing up God's work because we are not passing on the baiting. We are allowing every generation to come with their own laws, which is unbiblical.
Sure.
The reason why all worship teams throughout the Bible of different kings, all of them, they have the same suddenly. It's because they all were operating under the same principles, but using different tools.
Hmm.
You see, so the reason why now I'm writing books is so that if the next generation comes with a new sound musically, they must use that sound to communicate the same principles that we are running with. Principles are eternal. They are not subject to change. Principles are not fashion. They don't go out of fashion. You know, holiness is still a prerequisite, even if you are singing contemporary or you are singing traditional.
Yeah, yeah.
It works the same way. So in our church, the day we remove all the people from our praise team, that's the day we open the door for corruption.
Sure.
Because, I mean, if we are all teenagers, we are no cruise on moon. I'm struggling with what you are struggling to.
Yeah.
You see, but if we have adults, then you've got someone who can say, my son, I know what is the end of this path you are taking now.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Mm.
So that's how David designed the system like that. Haman, Jeduthun, and Asaph, the Bible says those guys David put in charge, they were serving with their children.
Mm.
That's why later on, the worship team that served Jehoshaphat, that sang until the enemy fought against one another. That was a fourth generation of Haman, Jeduthun, and Asaph. It was their children, because the Bible does say that Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Mattaniah, of the descendants of Asaph. You see what I mean? It must be generational. So what we are doing as a church, when we cut off abantu abadala because we say by a poor, we are killing the integrity of the ministry.
Sure.
And that's why I'm 46 years and I'm still serving in the worship team. Why not actively singing as I used to as a young man? But now, as an eye for the new, for the young people, because they are there. And they're so zealous.
As young a trainer so also. As one as who trains them as well,
you know,
yeah.
As one who and say, no, my son, you are losing focus when you prioritize this over that. We don't prioritize songs over spirit, over anointing. You know, balance it. You know, worship teams need that, and unfortunately, pastors have taken praise ministry and left it in the hands of young musicians without supervision of a spiritually mature member of the church.
Hmm.
That's why now pastors get shocked when their worship teams start doing it for sure. It won't be long. If we don't stop this, it won't be long before they start twerking on the stage.
Sure.
It won't be long, Sisbongi. Because there's no supervision.
There's no equipment. No, none
there's
is equipped.
No equipment.
It's all
there's
about
no
just singing and having fun in church. That is what it has been turned to.
You see what I mean? Exactly. So we have lost that biblical standard. You know, that's why I wish to stress to the family that's listening to our conversation today that, you know, send your worship team, and even if you can come through and learn so that at least you can extend the message to them. The 10th, this coming Saturday, this coming Sunday, we're meeting, and it's going to be a blessing indeed.
All right, let's do this and come back to you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets.
Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
So yes, it's happening on the 10th of November 2024 at Pumulani Lodge. Make sure you don't miss it. The things that Minister Churchill Seladule is talking about, they are very important. We need to turn things around, turn them right, turn things back to God. We are going back to God and doing things God's way, because at the end of the day, we are, as people are injured, people are wounded, and we do not understand. It's because we wrongfully placed them without being equipped, without them being trained. And so we need to just turn things around, change and do things God's way. Musawe Nkosi Ministry, hello, greetings to you. Thank you for joining us. Do remember it's happening on the 10th at Pumulani Lodge, but you have to register with Zandile. Make sure that your name is down. It's written down in black and white. We are expecting you. We're starting at 1 o'clock. You can call Zandile on 012-334-1231. It's Zandile at or Zandile at radiopulpit.co.za. So you can either call or send her an email. Her email address is zandile@radiopulpit.co.za. Z-A-N-D-I-L-E at radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, call her at 012-334-1231. Minister Churchill, we thank God for the ministry that is upon your life, that you would even go to that extent of writing these books. And I believe those books will be there on Sunday. You'll have some copies for those who'd like to purchase.
Yes, yes, we definitely have all the copies of all the 14 titles for those who would like to purchase. And I think for me also, I'd love to urge pastors and churches to, you know, I think there's always a starting point, is for me. Obviously, you know, we can't turn the whole wheel around it, you know, all at once, because the era has been there for a long time. But there's always a starting point. And I always want to say the starting point is, let's start building a worship library. Let's start building a worship library. You know, I want to encourage churches, you know, buy the whole set of 12, 14 books and then circulate them amongst your worship team. In the space of a month or two, you know, they should have finished each book, because obviously we are running behind time.
Yeah.
Look what I mean. So these are things, you know, that some of the things that we need to establish as churches, you know, and start training our own people. You know, so now the church has bought the books, they are there. This is the property of the book. So each member of the team must take a book and be accountable to keep it safe.
Yeah.
You know, read and return, come and take another one. At the end of the year, after 12 months, they would have gone through the whole library in a way. And I believe as they take the step to seeking knowledge, oh, God is going to meet them at the point of their need.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
If God can do it for me, I believe that he can do it for them, because all that God wants is the willingness, and he will bring the ability to grasp and learn. You know what I mean? So I always want to encourage that. Let's start by building the library. I mean, the sad thing about us, especially as South African Christian community, is that we have books for everything in our home library, but we lack books for worship.
Yes.
We don't have that. And yet worship is the critical pillar of our every Sunday gathering. Mm.
Yes. And one of the weapons, that we need to know how to use.
You know, and the third part is that, you know, that even, you know, at times as church leaders, we cannot instill or train people in a subject that we ourselves have
not equipped in. We don't know much about it. We just know.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
And I've given my time to check a lot of private schools in our nation. Few of them have anything on worship.
Yeah. I think, you know, also, and I'm also looking at you right now. I'm like, Minister Churchill, do you hear the call upon your life to open that space? We need it. We need to be equipped in that space.
And that's why I'm forever grateful, you know, even to Radio Pulpit for affording me this opportunity to start acting on that deep call.
Yeah.
You know, to be on the airwaves. And communicate this truth, inspire, challenge, you know, and provoke, evoke certain people who are going to be reached by this message that something needs to be done. And I'm so grateful, you know, to Radio Pulpit for, you know, for seeing fit that, you know, I also be part of this, so that we can stop criticizing our worship team about something that we have not taught themselves.
Yeah. Sure. And I'm so delighted because on Sunday, some of our pastors will be in the room. They are coming because we encouraged and we said to them, come and hear what your flock will be eating and check the scriptures.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go back to the scriptures and check what the Word of God says. And also be equipped as well. You just spoke about pastors who do not understand this ministry on its own. So it's a great time for them to be empowered in this. Koli, I see you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ndate Churchill, so if I would like to have the books, how do I get hold of you?
Okay, you can get hold of me via my mobile or call, SMS, and WhatsApp. It's
073-905-2001.
That's correct. Yes, that's that. Or via my social, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. It's Churchill C. Latule.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much for this time. Hey, yeah, we were at war. You and I were at war with the airwaves. We were at war with the airwaves, but we conquered.
We were able to cover the chief of what's coming on Sunday. I also want to stress that, you know, to our family, come through on Sunday. It's free of charge. That's registered as advertised. You will never regret you being there. God has got something to say to us. And this is a restoration time.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Churchill. Thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. We can't wait to talk to you again soon before Sunday. We need to talk to you again before Sunday. But thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. May God keep keeping you.
Bye-bye.
And that, my family, is Minister Churchill Silatule. You want one of the 14 books that he has released. The numbers are 073-905-2001. He is so full of the Word. Hey, he's loaded. He can't wait to meet us on Sunday. Do come. It's free. Register with Zandile as well. 012-334-1231. 012-334-1231. 0891-207-231. And also, her email address is zandile@radiopulpit.co.za. zandile@radiopulpit.co.za. We are so excited. We can't wait to meet you on Sunday at the encounter. The numbers again for Churchill, 073-905-2001. And on all social media platforms, he's Churchill Selatole. I'm signing out. You and I are meeting tomorrow in the morning at 9 o'clock up until 11 on Just For You. And next up, we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, Vusilio on the controls. And we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And Vusi will be under the controls. I leave you with the sounds of Tanya Strauss, and the song is Dry Om. We are taking a turnaround in our worship ministry.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.